Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really good basketball team. They have the ability to, in my opinion, to get to the Final Four. They're so difficult to defend. Every time you make a mistake, they make you pay. They execute very well. They seem to be in sync with each other, creating for each other. And then defensively, I mean, I believe they had what we had. How many steals did they have the first half? I don't know. All I know is that they were stripping the ball from us and making it hard for us to run anything. We feel very fortunate to win this game. Coach has done a great job with that team. They're an extremely mature team, and they're going to be a tough out for anybody who plays them. My hat goes off to them. It took all we could. I looked up once in the second half, and I looked at who they had on the floor, some six-year veterans, and I had three freshmen on the floor. But I was proud of those guys. I thought they communicated well. They didn't show any lack of confidence in what we were trying to do. And I was very proud of my guys tonight because that was an important victory for us, but it was against an outstanding basketball team.
Leonard, how pleased were you with how aggressive your guys were? Raekwon on the last possession, other times earlier in the game, Caleb, him, Matt Cleveland all seemed to be in attack mode at times.
Well, we were obviously they were doing a tremendous job defending us, and we wanted to be as aggressive as possible, and we were able to get into the lane and draw some fouls and make a few plays. I mean, when I look back. Mentally back into the game, I haven't watched the film. I thought everybody made winning plays. When I look at the stats, I think everybody contributed in some way during the course of this game. And I always say our system is built around winning, the theme of winning games by committee. And I thought that was very obvious tonight.
Leonard, you talked a lot about coming into the game about Miami and obviously their experience. And I know your lack of how many newcomers you've had to rely on. But what's it say about, I mean, your veterans that you have seem like they all stepped up down the stretch. Raekwon, Malik, Anthony, all made plays.
Well, the respect we have for Miami, I thought, elevated our focus. And I thought our veterans have been to the wars before. And I thought they gave us great leadership. Verbally, in the huddles and on the court. And I thought our younger guys were attentive and was following their direction. And that just shows that we kind of adjusted as a team, and hopefully we can continue to keep growing and maybe dig ourselves out of this little dish that we put ourselves in.
Leonard, how special is it for Raekwon, I know he's had a tough year personally and everything else, to step up and hit those free throws.
No doubt about it. That was huge. And he stepped right up with poise, extreme amount of confidence. And I was very, very pleased with his body language. It was like it just said, I'm glad I'm on this line and I want to win this game for my brothers. Those were huge free throws. His free throws and then Malik's pick three. Obviously, that was a huge shot. And he has not been 100%. I mean, he turned his ankle there in the first half and had to regroup. He still has been limited practice. And hopefully having the day off tomorrow will give him a chance to kind of recover and get some treatment. Hopefully, he'll be a little bit better come Saturday.
What do you think that performance for Malik does for some of the other players, like knowing he's injured and knowing he can't be 100%? What do you think him going out there and doing what he does for the other players.
Well, there's no doubt that they're going to gain a lot of respect for him because they know that he's been limited in his mobility and haven't had that many reps in practice. So, he stepped up, but that's what leaders do. He's been here for a while. And he's a Seminole, and he's leading by example.
Coach, this is one of the greatest rivalries in college sports, whether it be basketball or football. Can you talk a little bit about it and how important this can be?
Well, there's no doubt that the rivalry go back years and years. But unfortunately, from a basketball coaching standpoint, if you really don't have the luxury of one game being more important than the other, and not if you are in the ACC. And that's what happens with you when you're a young team trying to grow. You can't work, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You can't get too excited when you have a little success, and you can't get down when things are not going your way. There's no doubt that for our fans, and for our student body, and some of the old heads who've been here, it means an awful lot to them. Unfortunately for us as coaches and players, we can enjoy this for a few hours, and then we got to go up to Syracuse, and they tell me there won't be any beaches, won't be anybody walking around in bathing suits. They tell me it's a little chilly up there. So we got to go up there and adjust to that environment. But I'm sure it's going to be hot in that gym.
Coach Hamilton, can you talk about obviously how you guys took advantage on the rebounding end, especially where you guys were able to capitalize with those offensive rebounds, 14-6?
Well, let's just say this. We had 14-6, but we lost two that when the game was on the line that we didn't come away with. And if we didn't come away with it, probably wouldn't have to worry about that three-pointer that the young man hit. But I thought our guys battled very well. I thought they knew that the offensive rebound was going to be important, the rebound was going to be important. And all those little things added up to an ACC blowout by 1 point.
Second straight game, Matthew hit a three. I think he only had one all year coming into the Louisville game. I don't know how big a part of his game that's going to be this year, but if he finds any kind of consistency with that, what can that do for the rest of his game?
Well, let's say this. His defense, his rebounding, his aggressiveness, his tenacity is probably the biggest part of his ability to contribute. He's been working very hard. He had an uncontested three when the game was on the line, and he knocked it down. That just shows that's more the confidence from a mental standpoint and emotional standpoint is anything else. He's confident. He's been working out. He knows that he's improving in that area, but he's not wasting a whole lot of time shooting up threes. He's taking whatever the defense gives you, and that shows that he's maturing and doing the little things that it takes to help us win.
Coach, you haven't been much to show much emotion in many games, but we saw you out there kind of smiling and giggling sometimes. What does it mean for you to see this team and the puzzle pieces falling together?
Well, you don't need to try to read anything into me smiling. Sometimes I'm really pissed off. I just don't want to say how I really feel. You know, I mean, no use in if there's a questionable call, what good is it going to do me to be screaming and hollering at the referee? You know, I mean, I might have a smile on my face, but it won't be because I'm happy. You know, I'm trying to hide the pain. So don't get too carried away trying to read my facial expression. sometimes I want to cry, you know, but, you know, tonight it would have been tears of joy.
Leonard, I don't know how many people coming into this week would have expected you guys to knock off those two teams. I know it's still early in the season, but what could this do for especially the young guys to – you know, just to kind of get some validation for the work they've been putting in?
Well, it's a process of learning. And physically, we've done a good job in the weight room. We've done a good job in conditioning. Obviously, we had a little bad period there where we couldn't practice because of COVID. But the biggest progress I see us making is mental and emotional, being able to handle the highs and the lows when things are not going well. There's a lot of teaching going on in our system. And having, what, six or seven, how many new players are there? I have seven new guys, okay? Now, you have to know Do I have my right foot up in this position and my left foot up in this position? Do I close out with both of my hands? You know, I got to learn all these different defensive schemes and all the different offensive things. So how it's very challenging to be comfortable and relaxed when you're still learning. And then basketball is a game of reaction. And so, and you reactions instinctively, but you can't be instinctive when you're still learning and having doubts about what exactly you're supposed to do. I see us making progress in those areas. I see Jalen being a little less hesitant. Early in the year, he was walking the ball down the court. Now he's pushing the ball down the court. I see Naheem coming in, and he's not, when he's supposed to sprint out and set a screen quickly and then slip and roll to the basket, he's doing that a little bit more consistently. But tonight, defensively, you know, we need him rotating over to the other part of the lane, and he's on the other side of the basket. Well, we'll point that out with film, and he'll be a little bit better the next time we play. So it's still a growing process. Like I said earlier, I just hope we can win our share of the games while we're still learning and growing. And hopefully by February, you know, we might could be a tough out for somebody.
Anybody else have a coach?
Thank you very much, fellas.
Thanks, coach.
Thank